A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In those days, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The palaces will be forsaken, the bustling city will be deserted, the forts and towers will become lairs forever, a joy of wild donkeys, a pasture of flocks, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings, and in quiet resting places, though hail comes down on the forest, and the city is brought low in humiliation. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feet of the ox and the donkey." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. Alleluia.
A reading from the first epistle of Blessed Peter the Apostle. Beloved, be serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia. I will not leave you orphans. I am going away and coming back to you, and your heart will rejoice. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples, saying, "When the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. St. Mark writes that after the ascension of our Lord, the 11 went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. You see, that is the will of God, that the gospel be preached to the ends of the earth. And the Lord has promised to be with those who preach and teach and speak of Christ. The apostles had the divine imprimatur of miraculous signs to verify their preaching and their writing. That there be no doubt, God accompanied their Christ-centered kerygma with supernatural manifestation. The evangelists St. Matthew, St. Mark, and St. Luke all record what is commonly called the Great Commission, the imperative to evangelize, the directive of Christ to preach and teach all men. And thanks be to God for that, for it is that apostolic preaching that brings Christ to you. It is by hearing their word, the word inspired by the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, that saving faith is born in you. So the ascended Son of God would send the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, who would testify of him. And the 11 also would bear witness. The 11 were with the Lord from his baptism till his resurrection. They would speak of what he had done to redeem the fallen world. They would testify of his miracles and of his healings and of his teaching. And the Spirit of truth would fill them and lead them. And through their preaching, through the mysteries of Christ, the holy sacraments, the Spirit would work to add souls to the Holy Church. But the 11 were sent out into a world hostile to the gospel, the same world that you live in today. Men ridicule and mock the Christian faith. Men deny God. Men worship false gods, gods like Allah and Buddha and the God of the Jews. But the pantheon of the unbelieving world numbers more than three false gods. Fallen men make gods out of many things in their lives, as the created things supplant the Creator as the center of their life and their desire. Sinful men even fashion idols from God-given blessings, like career and vocation, or like vacations from work, as they become more important than hearing the word of God and receiving his gifts. Perhaps you have done the same. So although the Lord has commanded his gospel to be preached to the ends of the earth, fallen men forsake the hearing and the study of God's word. When the Lord sends the 11 out to do the work of the church, he does so as sending out sheep into a world of wolves. He warns them against stumbling. He prophesies that they will be thrown out of their churches. He foretells of their martyrdom. He says that those who kill them will think that they are offering a service to God. Can you imagine anyone thinking that killing another human being could be a service to God? Consider the 29 Christians killed by Muslim terrorists in Egypt just 3 days ago, and 10 of those were children. In April, scores of Christians were killed by Muslims while worshiping in church on Palm Sunday. They were murdered by men who pray to a God that teaches them to kill. And this has become so common in our time that we have grown numb to it. Some estimate that 900,000 Christians have been put to death for their faith in the last 10 years. Nero's atrocities pale in comparison. And one estimate reveals that 600 million Christians were prevented from practicing the Christian faith in the year 2016, a year that we number as a year of our Lord. And consider the recent terrorist attack by Muslims in Manchester, England, that targeted children and teens, leaving 22 dead and 59 wounded. But this should come as no surprise to us. The Lord said that it would happen. And so he said to his disciples, "These things I have told you, that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them." Dear Christian, the time has come. So Christ's warning is a warning for you. Do not let the atrocities of murderous gods and their followers cause you to doubt. Expect rather that these things will grow worse. Expect the persecution of Christians in our country will continue. Those who follow Christ will be treated no better in this world than was the Lord himself. And against him they lied. Him they falsely accused, they wrongly tried, they unjustly put to death. But what God meant for evil, what men meant for evil, God meant for good. He died that your sins be forgiven. And so the Lord said, "These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble." So put away your doubt and put away your fear. Do not fear those who can kill the body, but not the soul. Their father, the devil, was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. And do not hate. Do not let their sin, their atrocities, their hatred cause you to sin. Rather, pray for their souls. Be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all, in fervent love for one another, live out your lives in this world. For the Spirit of the living God writes, "Love will cover a multitude of sins." Pray that those who worship false gods, those who do murder and harm, those who sin and transgress, might turn from those false gods and come to the knowledge of the truth by the Spirit of truth. And pray for your soul too, that you not be led into sinful anger or revenge, or to murder men in your hearts. The true God is a God of love. He is a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness, a God of life. The only true God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, is in control. The calamities and the atrocities and the persecutions of this world serve to purify and strengthen the church. By them, the dross is removed from the silver, and the church learns more and more to trust in her Lord. He will put an end to all persecution and violence with the consuming fire of the last day. And until then, you are safe in his hands. You have his word, and you have his promise. Until then, you have the apostolic word. You have the eyewitness accounts of the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection and the ascension of your Lord. And you have the apostolic doctrine that teaches you that what Christ did, he did for you, for your redemption, for your salvation, that your sins be forgiven, that you be sundered from the death and transgression of this fallen world and grafted into holiness and life in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Until the day when the Lord returns, you have the Spirit of truth, the Spirit that proceeds from the Father and the Son, the Spirit that testifies of Christ. And you have life, life that cannot be taken away, life given to you in the rebirth and the regeneration of holy baptism. You have the holiness and the righteousness of Christ imputed to you by God's grace through faith, the very faith that he has planted in you. And that faith he makes strong through his Spirit, the Spirit of truth, as you hear his word and as you receive his gifts. So the words of the prophet Isaiah, holy words spoken through the prophet by the Spirit of truth, are fulfilled in the Holy Christian Church in this world. You see, the wilderness has become a fruitful field, and justice dwells in the wilderness, and righteousness remains in that fruitful field. The Church of Christ will endure, and not even the gates of Hades will prevail against her. Consider the proof that you enjoy this Lord's Day. 84 years ago yesterday, this building was dedicated. And 135 years ago this coming week, Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church of Detroit was founded to the glory of God and to the apostolic mission to preach Christ to the ends of the earth. By God's grace, here we are today. You see, God provides, He protects, He works through His church that the gospel be proclaimed to the ends of the earth. For the work of righteousness is peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.